USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week, Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I've sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds, went to a size 42, and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
The Trump administration is facing a lawsuit from the family of the Alabama woman who married and became a member of ISIS. Hoda Mathuna left her family's home in suburban Birmingham 5 years ago when she was 19 to join ISIS, and now she wants to return to the United States. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have said no chance. The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports a 25% increase in children left in unrestrained highchair strollers and infant carriers. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Dr. Nakia Gaines, an emergency medicine pediatrician at UT Southwestern Medical Center, recommends that high chairs should be used for meal times. Most reported accidents are falls that happen when children become bored and stand while attempting to get out of the chair. Their tumble to the floor can cause head, neck, and facial injuries ranging from cuts to concussions. Dr. Gaines says the child should always be restrained and, of course, supervised.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Perhaps you have some interest in this new report about credit card debt. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
$39 million Americans said to be carrying credit card debt for at least the past 2 years. Another 8 million say they can't remember how long they've been in debt. And to be honest, this reporter is in that latter category. According to a new creditcards.com report, 59% of cardholders are carrying a balance on at least one card, with 56% of them having been in debt for at least a year. And about a third of the people with credit card debt say they needed to charge emergency expenses, from car repairs to medical bills to home expenses. Cardholders with annual incomes below $30,000 are the most likely to be carrying debt, as you might imagine.
Candidate for president, Democrat Senator Kamala Harris admits she smoked pot, but her dad was not too happy to hear about it. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky with the details.
To politics in 2020 now, California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris admitting on the New York Breakfast Club radio show she smoked pot. Now her father, Donald Harris, telling Jamaica Global Online in a statement he's unhappy about it and says our family wants to disassociate ourselves from this travesty. Harris telling the radio show, I did inhale.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.